I'm Dan Klefstad. For the past year, reporters have used words like sprawling to describe the corruption investigation at the Illinois State House. Turns out that may be an understatement. Tony Arnold has more.
On Friday, federal prosecutors subpoenaed the Illinois House Speaker's office, seeking communications and contracts related to giving jobs to associates of Speaker Michael Madigan, plus all communications regarding lobbying for Commonwealth Edison, AT&T, Walgreens, and Rush University Medical Center. All that came on the same day ComEd admitted it handed out jobs from the boardroom to meter readers to win favor with Madigan. A Madigan spokeswoman would not comment when asked if the speaker's law firm or the Democratic Party of Illinois, which is chaired by Madigan, were also subpoenaed. Madigan's not been charged, and he denies wrongdoing. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants it known that masks will be mandatory if and when in-person classes resume at schools this fall. He filed a lawsuit last week asking a judge to uphold his declaration that back-to-school rules include face coverings in efforts to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Pritzker says schools would not have the option not to require them.
And so when we talk about kids going back to school, which is a goal of all of ours, if we're going to do that, we need to first of all make sure that every single person that goes into that building wears a mask.
Pritzker filed the suit because two parochial schools in the Chicago area and one public district in southeast Illinois have said it would be against the law for the governor to issue such a mandate. A published report says federal prosecutors are seeking records on property tax appeals made to former Cook County Assessor Joseph Berrios on more than 100 properties, including a mansion owned by Governor Pritzker. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the U.S. Attorney's Office asked the assessor's office for emails and other communications from 2012 to 2018 on appeals granted by Berrios. Questions about Pritzker's property tax breaks surfaced ahead of the 2018 gubernatorial contest. Pritzker received a tax break on a mansion he owns next to his family residence after having the toilets removed. Pritzker repaid the county $330,000. And police say 13 people were shot and wounded after a fight broke out along Peoria's riverfront. Officers arrived at the area early in the morning after receiving a report about multiple people being shot. I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition.
I'm Leah Lerner. Governor J.B. Pritzker has had a chance to explain the lawsuit he filed last week to ensure students wear face coverings at school in the coming year. Bill Wilhouse reports.
The governor filed the suit in response to a trio of school leaders who say they won't abide by any order for students to wear face coverings.
And so a local school district that decides to say, to heck with it, we're not wearing masks. I'm telling you now, we've got to stop that. We've got to make sure that school districts follow the rules that we set out. That is a mandatory thing, wearing a mask.
A public district in Hudsonville in southeastern Illinois and parochial schools in Shanahan and Yorkville have said they don't believe the governor has the power to require masks. Pritzker says the face coverings are necessary to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 if schools opt to start with in-person attendance. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
The FCC has voted to create a 3-digit number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Steph Whiteside has more on that story.
The number, 988, is designed to make it easier for people to remember and to reach the hotline during a mental health crisis. Telephone providers will work to establish the new number over the next 2 years. In the meantime, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline will continue to operate at the current number, 1-800-273-8255. I'm Steph Whiteside.
Locally, counties continue to report new COVID-19 cases. More information can be found on our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Leah Lerner.